This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
Of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So I want you all to participate in a real quick exercise with me. I just want to make sure that I get it right. It's very, very complicated, but I think you can do it. So let us all say together the word silk, like the fabric, silk, five times. Silk, 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 silk. Now let us all spell the word silk. S-I-L-K. And what do cows drink?
Milk.
Cows drink water. They eat grass, so they drink water. Yes. Okay, let's try another one. Now that you're on to me, let's try another one. If black houses are built with black bricks, and blue houses are built from blue bricks, and purple houses are built from purple bricks, and red houses are built from red bricks, what are greenhouses built with?
Glass.
Glass. Okay, you got that one. You caught me on that one. Okay, wasn't that fun? On to the sermon. No, just kidding. So in the first part, right, when we got on the mind track of silk, knowing very well that cows don't necessarily drink their own milk. But it's just a small and a short illustration to talk about how the past can impact the present, right? The common theme today from all of our scriptures, can you guess? Forgiveness and accountability. Forgiveness and accountability. And one of the biggest things is when we think about forgiveness, right? Forgiveness is a hard concept in many ways. Sometimes it's easy if the slight was small. But sometimes another person can cause so much trauma and damage that it seems really hard to forgive. But again, just like our illustration with cows and milk, the past has a way of impacting the present and our future. So what do we do with this idea of forgiveness? Well, we encounter a couple of stories today that really give us sort of like an extreme version. The story of Joseph in our Old Testament reading. Now, you may not know, but Joseph's brothers, who he encountered today, Joseph's brothers sold him away to slavery. And then they told their father that he was dead. It turns out Joseph was adopted and became quite well known. He was second under only to Pharaoh, which in that day and time would have been a huge station to be in. And when their father died and the brothers come to Joseph, and the reason they're there is because there's a great famine in the land and no one has anything to eat. But Joseph had thought ahead in his role of authority, and he had saved up the grain so that people were coming to them to get food because they had none of their own on their own property. And Joseph's brothers show up and they're worried, what if he doesn't forgive us? And of course, we hear today that Joseph did. And Joseph says, I can't forgive you because my life doesn't belong to you. My life belongs to God. And then we encounter Paul, and Paul is talking to the people, the Romans, the church in Romans that he writes a letter to, and he's trying to explain to them, listen, right, on a much smaller scale, quarreling doesn't achieve much. How are we supposed to be open and inviting to people to come and meet and follow Jesus when we're quarreling over silly things? And then, of course, Peter encounters Jesus today, and he goes up to Jesus and he says, Jesus, if someone in the church, now at that time the church wasn't necessarily a building, right? It was a collection of people like we are here, a collection of people that were following Jesus. What if someone who's following you, Jesus, sins against me, does me wrong? How many times do I need to forgive them? And what does Jesus say? Over and over and over and over again. And then he tells this story about a lord and his slaves, recognizing that this is the language of the day. This story would have made a lot of sense to the way that the world was created and the way the world functioned at that time. So the Lord is not like our Lord God, right? The Lord would be the owner of the land, the owner of the property that the workers worked on. And now this slave, this worker owes 10,000 talents. In that day and age, he would have never been able to pay it back, ever. And so the first instinct is for the Lord to say, you know what? I can't do this. Be gone with you. I am selling you and your family away to another family. Let another Lord, let him deal with you and your ways. And so he falls to his knees and he begs. And what does the Lord do? He forgives him. And then it sounds like not even maybe an hour later, as he's walking down the road and he encounters another friend, another coworker, and he remembers that he owes him 200 or 300 denarii, which is about 3 to 4 months worth of wages. And he says, you won't pay me back. I'm going to put you in jail until you can. That would be 3 or 4 months in jail. He had been forgiven, and then he immediately went and did not forgive. And so then the Lord finds out about this because everybody else goes around, nah, 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 you know how they do. Oh, you won't believe what he did. And so then the Lord finds out and he goes, you know what? Again, I am done with you. And this idea of torture, it's a strong word, right? And we think about it. But if we think about the idea of pain and torture, when we are unable to forgive, there is pain and torture that we inflict on ourselves. You see, the idea of forgiveness is not that what was done to us was okay. The idea of forgiveness is that we are no longer going to let that have control over our life. The idea of forgiveness is that no matter what had happened in the past, we are going to have control over our present and our future. And it is, you can forgive you can forgive and still hold other people accountable. Right? Jesus doesn't say forgive and forget. He says forgive. And there are many instances when we have to forgive because that is a release for ourselves. To release the control that the person has over us with that anger and bitterness and resentment. When we hold on to those things, that's that torture. When we hold on to anger and resentment and bitterness, that's internal torture. That's us. So we let go and we forgive because we're no longer allowing what happened to control us and to cause that anger and bitterness. But it doesn't mean that what happened can't be held accountable. Right? So we could still make steps toward reparation and reconciliation. It is not always a forgive and forget, but sometimes we do need to let things go. More in line with what Paul was talking about, these sort of small disagreements. Oprah Winfrey used to say, she used to define forgiveness. She would say, forgiveness is giving up the hope that the past could have been any different. Giving up the hope that the past could have been any different, that that person or that situation could have been different. We could hold on to that for a really long time. We can hold on to the idea that it shouldn't have been that way for a really long time. But friends, as long as we're holding on to that, we aren't able to live fully in the glory of God in the present, and we aren't able to move fully through the light as the light of Christ in the future. My guess is that we've all had experiences with forgiveness. And if we're lucky, maybe we've had the experience of being forgiven. None of us are free from the encounters of this world. And if anything, Scripture teaches us again and again how to navigate it, how to navigate relationships with other people, how to be in community, what that looks like, addressing the challenges that it is to be in fellowship and relationship with other people. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't forget anything. Because the truth is that Peter is asking Jesus because he wants to know, where's the limit? And Jesus says, as a human being, you will always encounter limits. But as a follower of me, as a follower of Jesus Christ, he says, there are no limits to what your heart can do. And he leaves that line and he says, through me, through the light and love of Jesus Christ, I ask you to forgive from your heart. My guess is many of us have used those words, fine, I forgive you, but we know deep down it's still there. And I think that that's part of what we learned today is that it's a journey. Joseph had years and years and years to work on his forgiveness for his brothers. The church, the Romans, they probably didn't have a lot of years together, not 175 like St. John's is about to celebrate in 2025. But they did have a lot of hours and time together trying to figure out this thing, this way of following Jesus. And Jesus and his disciples overall had maybe 3 years together. They haven't even been together 3 years, and Peter is always like, what do I do that this person has now done me wrong? But again, my friends, forgiveness is about relinquishing the control of what and the power of whatever happened to us. And Jesus says, in me, all of us are empowered to do so. Amen.